This is Novel Marketing.
I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr.
I'm James L. Rubart.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing but still want to become best-selling authors.
In this episode, we are going to get inside the head of Thomas Umstadt Jr. You probably know this. Some of you know this. For a long time, Thomas has worked with and pounded on marketing directors at publishing companies around the country with his suggestions on things that could be done slightly better. Well, one of those publishers, we'll say, decided to call Thomas's bluff and bring him on as marketing director. So Thomas is going to be able to do the things he suggested for years within a publishing company. So we're going to take this episode and really kind of talk to Thomas about what he's expecting, what's coming, what he wants to see happen. And then in future episodes, I hope, Thomas, that we can come back and go, hey, did this work or didn't this work?
That's right. We'll see if the ideas actually work in the real world. And I'm really excited about this. I'm really thankful for Enclave for giving me permission to kind of open the doors a little bit, because for a lot of people, the marketing side is very mysterious. It's these wizards who do these weird technological things behind the scenes, and people don't have access to numbers. They don't have access to tactics. They hardly even talk with their marketing folks in many cases at publishing companies. And so I wanted to break that a little bit and let you kind of take y'all inside Enclave Publishing. So for those of you who don't know, Enclave Publishing used to be called Marcher Lord Press, and it's the premier publisher of Christian fantasy and science fiction. And so a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, that sounds like such a narrow niche. It's not just fantasy and science fiction, it's Christian fantasy and science fiction. Well, here's the deal. If you are one in a thousand, there are 2.6 million people on the internet who share your passion. So we live in a world where these narrow niche publishers have a huge opportunity where they may not have worked 10, 20 years ago. In fact, this is what I see as the future of publishing. I think that in 10, 15 years, we're going to only have one or two mega publishers. I think the trend of consolidation is going to continue. They're going to keep buying each other. And there will always be big publishers that publish big name authors. And independent publishing is going to get really big. The mid-sized publishers are all going to get bought out or will go out of business. But there will be a thriving market for small, focused, niche branded publishing companies like Enclave Publishing. So Enclave, some things I like about Enclave is that they have a strong brand. For people who are into Christian fantasy and Christian science fiction, a lot of them know about Enclave, or at least about Marcher Lord Press before the name change, and they're passionate fans. So when I was looking over the numbers of, you know, how many people open an email or how many people will visit multiple pages on the website, it was just twice what I typically see on other websites. So,
well, and Thomas, doesn't that illustrate your point where, yes, this is a niche, but Enclave's problem is not the passion of their followers. The problem is ignorance. A lot of people simply do not know they exist.
That's right. We are few in number, but we are strong, for our hearts are pure. So a lot of people think that, you know, there hasn't been any Christian fantasy or science fiction since C.S. Lewis died. And so that's a big challenge that we have in terms of a marketing challenge, is that a lot of people in the general market or in the mainstream Christian market don't know the publisher exists. They don't know about us. So big time fans of the genre, people who are reading a bunch of Christian fantasy books every year, they know about us and they love us in many cases. But other than that, we're a little bit unknown. So there's a few challenges. I'm going to take you into the open the door on some of the challenges, and then I'm going to tell you about some of the things we're doing first, and then I'll report back from time to time with what worked and what didn't work. So this is kind of your chance to see what I would do if I was in charge of marketing for a publishing company. So the first challenge is that there hasn't been a previous marketing director. Basically, they've relied just solely on good cover design and the power of the niche and word of mouth for marketing, which worked well up to this point. But now with the new owner, Steve Lobby, he's wanting to take it to the next level, which means making a greater effort to get into bookstores and to get in front of more readers. The second is that we're still a small niche publisher, so that we don't have the kind of budget that a HarperCollins or a Thomas Nelson has. We're small in size. So Enclave Publishing puts out probably 10, 15 books a year. That's not a lot of books compared to, again, these bigger publishers. And just to make everything nice and fun and exciting, we have a brand new name as of like 3 months ago. And so
that's got to be one of the biggest challenges, because when companies change a name, that transfer over, you're going to lose some people, right? It's a good in the long term, but in the short term, that is a challenge for you.
Exactly. And a lot of companies will spend millions of dollars announcing a name change. And even then, sometimes it won't work. So like Amway changed their name. Do you know what they changed their name to?
Worldwide Dream Builders, isn't it?
Okay, so you actually know. Most people don't know. In fact, it was such a failure.
Well, when you're pitched Amway times, and so, they say, I'm Worldwide Dream Builders, not Amway, right. And then it turns out to be Amway.
Right.
It kind of sticks in your mind.
So they ended up changing their name back, from what I understand. So they're Amway again, because the new name didn't stick. I really like Enclave as a name. I think it's a very powerful name. And March Your Lord Press has the same acronym as My Little Pony, which, if you're in this space of fantasy and science fiction, there's a whole world of My Little Pony fans who are 20-something guys, and we want a brand that's very distinct from that, because that's not really our audience. I mean, there's some overlap, but it's not really our audience.
Okay, so Thomas, you take on this job, you've got the position. What is your hit list? I mean, what are the priorities that you're going to do first?
All right, so the first thing I did, other than just kind of getting a feel for the job and getting to meet everyone, was to clean up the website. So Enclave Publishing was using My Book Table, but they didn't have it fully set up. So some books didn't have buy buttons. And so one of the things I've been doing is making sure that the My Book Table and the website in general has all the right information. So if somebody goes to a book on Enclave, there's with one click, they can go to Barnes & Noble. With one click, they can go to Amazon. And that affiliate money goes to Enclave Publishing, because I got to pay for myself. I got to get enough sales boosted for the company to keep my job around. Because if I fail...
Okay, that's serious skin in the
game. Yeah, yeah. it's very clear. And it could be, you know, in 6 months, we do an episode and it's like, yeah, I don't work at Enclave anymore, because, you know, we were only able to increase sales by so much and it wasn't enough to cover my expenses. And so...
Okay, you and I are believers in Goodreads. Are you using Goodreads for promotional outreach efforts, that kind of thing?
So I'd like to start doing some Goodreads advertising. We haven't started doing that yet. But what I did do first was I told all the authors that we have a Yahoo group of all the authors. And I was like, every one of you can give away a Goodreads book and we will pay for it. We will ship it. We'll do all the work. All you do is give away the book. And they were really excited about this, because it was easy for them and easy for us. It was allowing both to work in strengths and get those Goodreads numbers moving. Because for us to really make this work as a niche publisher, we need to really build a community, not just to fans of the genre, but also readers of the genre. Because there's a lot of people who love Christian fantasy and science fiction in theory, but when a Christian vampire book comes out, they're not going to buy it. And so we want to find the people who will buy that Christian vampire book when it comes out. Which, by the way, there's a cool book that just came out that was actually, someone wrote a Christian vampire book called Blood for Blood, and it's all about the question, what would happen if a vampire got saved? So that's by an author named by Ben Wolfe. So we'll see how that does and if there's readers for it. But
Okay, so next question for you, Thomas. You and I, this whole podcast is about telling authors, sorry, you have to be your own marketing director. So are you doing any type of training calls, or are you coaching the authors to go out there and be ambassadors?
So that was something I was a little concerned about, because a lot of authors knew who I was either through the podcast or through my work with Author Media. And so I didn't want them to think, oh, Thomas is here, I don't have to do any marketing anymore, because that totally isn't going.
He's going to do that.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'm going to do that for you. He's like, no, that's not how it works. So, but one of my frustrations with a lot of other publishing companies is they will give authors this list of things to do, many of which aren't very helpful, or they say you have to go get a Facebook page, you have to blog, and they don't then help the author do that. And so I didn't want to be that kind of marketing director. So what I've started doing is training calls every week. We have a 1 hour or so call where I will teach all of the authors who come about some aspect of marketing and then field their questions. And so my goal is to level up the skill set of our authors so that they can be the best marketers that they can be. So I don't see my job as doing the work for them, but more giving them materials and training so that they can do the work themselves. So I want to be a coach, not a quarterback.
One of the things that B&H Publishing, even though they're not doing fiction anymore, one of the things, they still have my first three books, and one of the things they've been doing is sending me like a calendar of when they're going to be promoting my various titles they have. Are you developing any kind of editorial calendar that will do that same type of thing?
We did. So that's one of the things we just have now got set up. So we've set up on Google Calendar, which was really easy for us to use. We set up, you know, this week we're going to focus on this book. And what we're setting up is each week is going to be a focus on a single book. And so the email that week will be about that book. The blog post will be about that book. Social media will mention that book. And so for 1 week, an author kind of has their chance to shine as far as all of our platform. And so we're the goal here, and this is something that a lot of you can do yourself, it helps keep everything working with itself. So what you don't want is for the different channels to be kind of doing their own thing. And that's what there had been before I came, where there's some people doing blog and some people doing social media. And what I'm wanting to do is getting everyone kind of rowing in sequence. So the editorial calendar, it's not like some iron-fisted rule. Anyone can edit it, but it's more of, hey, if you're going to write about such and such, let us know, put it on the calendar, and just realize this is what the focus is for this week.
Okay. You and I talk a lot about email and how powerful it is. What kind of email things are you developing?
So this is one of the things I was most excited about when I was thinking about taking the job, is I was like, there is some low-hanging fruit in email. So for instance, their open rate is way high. It's one of the highest I've ever seen for
what
any
is their
campaign.
Open rate? Can you say? Or do you need to keep that?
I don't know if I can say what the open rate is. So okay. I'm allowed to talk.
Let's just say it's high.
It's yeah. Just believe me when I say, as a website guy, I get to see a lot of open rates. And for a list of this size, I just don't see an open rate this high. And, nice. And even for boring emails. So like a very boring email will go out and the open rate is still really high. And so I'm like, if it's getting that high of an open rate with a boring email, how much more can we get with a really exciting A/B tested subject line and good photos and good everything else? So, Jim, we should probably do some more episodes specifically on email and how to do it right.
You know, we've never done that. That's a good idea.
I'm like, with as much as we talk about it. So anyway, we'll be putting those best practices into practice on the email. And so we will see. We haven't sent out a new email yet with a new model. In many ways, these are what I'm planning to do. And the final thing I'm hoping to do is work on passive marketing, which we should also do an episode on, which is the ads in the back of the book of an author promoting mm-hmm. other books by that author and other books by that publisher. And this is where the focus of our brand really helps, because for a lot of publishers, they do books about all kinds of things. And so another book from that publisher may not be interesting to that reader. But if somebody's reading Christian fantasy and you have another book that's Christian fantasy, chances are they're going to be interested in that second book. And this is where I think our brand will really become powerful, where people will come to us as a publisher looking for this kind of writing, which most publishers don't have. Most people don't even know the name of the publisher of their favorite books. And so my hope is that Enclave is not that kind of publisher, where people come to our website to find new Christian science fiction and new fantasy.
This is probably an unfair question. I'll ask you one more, but I'll ask it and then you can answer it however you want to. But is there anything you can tell us today that you're going to be trying that we can revisit 2 months from now and go, okay, did it work or did it not work?
So one thing we're doing is we're boosting the frequency for the email campaign. So it used to be a monthly campaign. We're going to take it to a weekly campaign. And okay. So, because I think that there's demand for it, I think people are going to like it. That could blow up in our face. So,
okay, so we'll be able to look back in 2 months and report, yes, that has increased the open rate or increased subscribers, or it hasn't.
That's right.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah, that and some other things, we'll kind of see how it goes. Each we'll just check in. I'll be like, here's what I tried. And so that Goodreads, I thought that was going to be huge and it didn't end up being huge, or, oh my gosh, we cannot give enough books away on Goodreads. So, the initial results on Goodreads have been very encouraging. We have hundreds of folks, for authors who are relatively unknown signing up to, you know, putting their book on their to read list because of Goodreads, giveaways. So I'm excited.
Well, I have to compliment you so far, Thomas. Your campaign is very transparent. I like it.
So, yeah, if you're looking for good science fiction and fantasy, go to Goodreads right now, because there's a lot of free books being given away. So this is your chance. So you can go and enter. And I'm really excited for this opportunity, because I was already a fan of Enclave Publishing. Back when it was Marcher Lloyd Press, I would buy their books and read them on my own. In fact, some of the only books I've ever read on my Kindle before I switched to audiobook only were Enclave books. So it's a great company. I'm excited to work there, and I'm hoping to be able to use it to give y'all a peek inside, at least as much as I can, in what it's like running a company. I will say that it's like, wow, this is really hard because there's no make sales button. Like, there's no like magic button that's like, boost Amazon sales, push this button. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to totally push that button. So anyway, we will be playing around some ideas that I've been thinking about that we may or may not do. Price pulsing, which is where you take an older book and you lower the price of it for a short period of time, trying to generate interest in audiobooks. I'm a big advocate of audiobooks, so we're going to see about researching inexpensive ways of getting into the audiobook store for more discovery, because especially for younger readers, they very much prefer audiobooks. In fact, of my friends who are within my same age group, so I'm in my 20s, and of my friends who are readers who read 20 plus books a year, every single one of them does it by audiobooks that I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe one of them still reads paper books, but they don't have Kindles, and they don't buy a lot of paper books. They listen to their books. And so I want to be there where my friends can buy our books, because I think they would love them if we were in the format that they consume them in. So anyway, those are some kind of initial ideas. Let us know if this is something interesting to you. If you're like, oh, Thomas, don't talk to us about your new job. We just want you to talk about marketing. We want to hear that as well. So let us know. You can reach out to us at novelmarketing.com or post a review in iTunes.
And this edition of the Novel Marketing Podcast has been brought to you by My Book Table, which just passed 10,000 downloads. So this is, I think, Thomas, isn't this the number one download on the storefront in terms of products for authors?
It's the number one bookstore plugin for WordPress.
Very nice. So okay.
It's not the plugin for WordPress. There's very much more popular plugins.
No, not that, but still very, very good. If you want to get that for your WordPress website, very easy. Just go to mybooktable.com. It'll sell more of your books, and it will also make you a little bit of money because you will become an affiliate.
We would love to hear from you. Feel free to leave us a question, comments, or snide remarks. We receive them all at novelmarketing.com. And we would really appreciate it if you would tell a friend about the podcast and help us spread the word.
This has been the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you novel ideas on how to promote yourself and your writing offline, online, and everywhere in between.